President John Mahama was last night decorated with Cote d'Ivoire's highest national award, the Grand Cross, at a state banquet in his honor in Abidjan. The First Lady, Lordina Mahama, was also conferred with the honor of Commander of the Order of the Nation. Early on, President Mahama had received an honorary citizenship of Cote d'Ivoire and was symbolically presented with a key which gives him the privilege to move freely in that country. Cote d'Ivoire's President Alassane Ouattara, who did President Mahama the honors, said he sees him as a brother rather than a colleague head of state. Also, the award was to appreciate Ghana's contribution to peace and stability in Cote d'Ivoire. President Mahama dedicated the award to the people of Ghana. Pascaline Adadevo has sent this report.
Barely 2 months ago, President Mahama received an honorary doctorate award from the University of Aberdeen in the United Kingdom. In his acceptance speech, he dedicated the award to the people of Ghana because he believes the feat is a collective one. He did same with the Ivorian highest national award, the Grand Cross. He dedicated that also to Ghanaians. Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire no doubt have strong historical ties, which have improved with time. President Mahama was pleased to receive the award and described it as a lasting symbol of friendship.
It is a manifestation of how deep our relations have grown, and such exchanges can only inure to the mutual benefit of our two people. Your Excellencies, in our discussions, we have outlined a broad number of issues that should cement our friendship and cooperation in a way that reflects the opportunities and challenges of our times. I look forward to the convening of the 10th session of the Ghana-Cote d'Ivoire Permanent Joint Commission for Cooperation and the eventual signing of new agreements to reflect these developments when you take your turn to visit us in Ghana. I'm particularly pleased that our economies and the business climate have improved significantly, making Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire the main economic drivers of the West African sub-region.
On terrorism, President Mahama said Ghana stands in solidarity with Cote d'Ivoire in the fight. He said an attack on any member state is an attack on all, but this calls for collaboration between the security agencies.
Ghana is making strides, and I'm confident that and certain that under your upright and inspiring leadership, Cote d'Ivoire will continue to realize its dreams and reach its goals of prosperity and dignity. Through that exemplary leadership, you've successfully steered Cote d'Ivoire out of conflict that threatened its very existence only 6 years ago, and you've helped transform the economy into one of the best performing economies in Africa. Recent terrorist attacks in our sub-region and elsewhere, culminating in the tragic loss of innocent lives and properties, are a sad and constant reminder of our shared threats and risks. And that is why Ghana stands in solidarity with Cote d'Ivoire following the terrorist attacks that occurred in Grand Bassam.
President Mahama shared a joke which almost every Ghanaian football fan can relate to.
We have a friendly rivalry, and when our two teams meet, it is always like the final of the World Cup. I confess that after we lost the finals in Equatorial Guinea in Malabo, I could not eat my food for 2 days. But on the third day, I recovered sufficiently to be able to write a letter to my elder brother congratulating the Ivorian national team for their victory. I received this honor, and I dedicate it entirely to the hardworking people of my country.
Early on, there was a similar ceremony to confer an honorary citizenship on President Mahama. His Ivorian counterpart, Alassane Ouattara, presented him with a key, which symbolically gives him entrance into Cote d'Ivoire at his leisure. President Ouattara shared a few thoughts through an interpreter.
I also want to express satisfaction for the informal institutional reforms that you have instituted in your country that has helped Ghana to achieve a lot of advancement that everybody should be proud of. I also want to say that so far as policies and politics are concerned, which has helped in deepening democracy in your country, which also contributed in giving a very positive image to your country, not only for Ghana, but for Africa as a whole.